Secretary of State Colin Powell had a long lunch in Brussels today with his counterparts from NATO and European Union countries. It was an attempt to start talking about a common plan for managing a post-war Iraq, and it was hoped the discussion would be less divisive than the transatlantic dialogue leading up to the war. But as NPR's Emily Harris reports, Europe and the U.S. still see things differently.
Europe wants the United Nations to play a central role in rebuilding post-war Iraq, physically and politically. Today, Secretary of State Colin Powell told European leaders the Bush administration also wants the UN involved.
But one also has to remember that it was the coalition that came together and took on this difficult mission at political expense, at the expense of the treasure, the money that it costs, but at the expense of lives as well. And when we have succeeded, and when we look down the road to create this better life for the Iraqi people, I think the coalition has to play the leading role in determining the way forward. This is not to say that we have to shut others out.
Powell said he hopes the UN Secretary General appoints a coordinator soon to oversee humanitarian aid from UN programs and be, as he put it, the eyes and ears of the UN in Iraq. But having the UN responsible for just looking and listening might not be enough for Europe, including staunch ally Britain. And the amount of reconstruction assistance the EU contributes to Iraq could be affected by what role the UN does play. European leaders don't want the United Nations to rush in right now. French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin said once the war is over, a stabilization phase will begin.
This is going to need a lot of efforts. Of course, during this phase, there will be a very special responsibility for the forces on the ground to ensure this unity and stability. When time is ready, and of course we need for that security in the ground, we believe that the UN should have a central role in the reconstruction of Iraq, whether political, whether economical.
Another multinational institution, NATO, may also have a role to play. The U.S. has suggested NATO troops could help with peacekeeping and the hunt for weapons of mass destruction. No one at today's meeting ruled that out. But France and Germany both believe talking about a NATO role is putting the cart before the horse. They say the UN framework must be worked out first. European nations also insist post-Iraq war policy should focus on the whole Middle East. Greek Foreign Minister George Papandreou currently holds the EU presidency.
We have also stressed that in dealing with regional stability, it is top priority to move forward on the Middle East peace process, the publication and the implementation of the roadmap. We, in this, have also stressed the very important relationship Europe and the European Union has with the Arab world, our close contacts, and our need to further and strengthen a dialogue.
A dialogue of civilizations instead of a clash, he said. Powell promised the roadmap, an international plan for an Israeli-Palestinian settlement, will be released just as soon as the Palestinians' new prime minister and his cabinet are confirmed.
Once the roadmap has been delivered to both sides, they'll have an opportunity to comment on it and talk to each other about it, what the mutual obligations are, and we are ready to engage in a very, 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 very comprehensive and forceful way.
Today's talks were a chance to find out who stands where after one of the most turbulent and divisive times in transatlantic relations. One European here said it's important to restore relations, but also now reshape them. Emily Harris, NPR News at NATO headquarters in Brussels.